Welcome in. Today we're doing a proper jungle tool, the dub siren. Not just any siren either. We're going for wide, smoky, warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12, but in a way that still hits in mono and doesn't turn into that facey, disappearing act you sometimes get when you just slap a white on it. This is beginner-friendly, all stock Ableton devices, and by the end you'll have a reusable rack with a couple of macros you can automate like an instrument. Before we touch effects, quick context, set your project somewhere in that jungle and drum and bass zone, like 172 BPM, and don't build this in solo. Get a simple groove running, a break loop or chop tamen, a sub or reese, maybe a hat loop. Widening and reverb decisions only make sense when the drums and bass are actually playing. Now, step 1. Make a siren source. Simplest option. Use a sample. Create an audio track. Drop in a dub siren sample. And set warp to complex or complex pro if it's more tonal. Trim it so you've got either a clean one-shot hit or a tight 1-to-2-bar phrase. Clean edits matter because delay and reverb will exaggerate any weird clicks. If you don't have a sample, no stress. We can make one an operator in about a minute. Create a MIDI track, load operator, and keep the default simple algorithm. Oscillator can stay assigned to start. Now we want that classic Yelp sweep. Go to the pitch envelope and push the amount up. Somewhere around plus 24 to plus 36 semitones. Bigger equals more dramatic. Set the pitch envelope decay around 300 to 800 milliseconds so the pitch drops quickly, but still feels musical. Then shape the loudness. Amp envelope, a tiny attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, so it doesn't click too hard. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, sustain basically off, and release 200 to 600 milliseconds so it tails out smoothly. Add vibrato using operators LFO. Rate around 5 to 7 Hz, amount around 10 to 25. Hold a note like A3 up to C4 for a bar or two and tweak until it feels like a real system siren, not a polite synth lead. Cool. Now we build the main idea, center plus sides. This is the whole secret sauce. We're going to keep the identity of the siren in the middle so it survives clubs and mono playback, and we'll push the haze and space out to the sides so it feels like it's bouncing around a smoky warehouse. Select your siren track and drop on an auto effect rack. Open the rack and create two chains. Name the first one MID, core. Name the second one sides, smoke. Let's do the MID chain first. In this order, add utility. Set width to 0%. That forces it mono. This is the part that makes sure your siren still exists when the room sums to mono. Then EQ8, high pass at around 120 to 200 Hz, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. Remember the rule, the sub is sacred. Sirens don't need to live down there. Your bass owns that space. Then add saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then compensate output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This is about density and cut, not just making it louder. Now sides chain. The smoke chain. Same deal. We're building a vibe layer, not the main message. Start with utility. Set width to something like 170%. You can go 150 to 200 depending on taste, but start around 170. If you see a bass mono option, set it around 150 Hz. If you don't see it, no worries, because we're going to high pass anyway. At EQ8 next, high pass higher than the MID chain. Try 350 Hz. And feel free to go up toward 500 if the mix is busy. This is an important teacher tip. Keeping lows out of your side effects is one of the fastest ways to make wide sound expensive instead of muddy. If the siren starts stabbing your ears, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz on the sides chain. That's often where the harshness lives, and it's also where your snare crack and vocals want to be. Keep the snare zone sacred. Next, add chorus ensemble. Choose chorus mode for classic movement. Ensemble if you want a thicker fog. Set the rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.4 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, mix 20 to 35. The coaching note here is, slow and subtle equals smoke, fast and heavy equals seasick. Now add your delay. You can use delay or echo. Time set to 1/8 or 3/16. That 3/16 setting is a jungle cheat code because it creates that rolling, off-kilter bounce against the grid, feedback around 25 to 45%, and filter it. High pass the delay so it doesn't throw mud into the low mids, and low pass it a bit so it doesn't hiss over your hats. If you're using echo, you can add just a touch of noise for grit and keep modulation low so it doesn't become wobbly chaos. Then reverb. This is your warehouse air. Medium to large size, decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit stays readable before the wash blooms. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. If you go wetter than that, it can swallow the brake, so we'll treat it like a return effect, present at the right moments, not constant. Now we balance MID versus sides. Start MID chain at 0 dB. Start sides chain somewhere like minus 9 dB. Anywhere from minus 6 to minus 12 can work. The idea is that MID is the core, sides is the aura. Here's a big real world check. Do a quick mono test. Put a utility at the very end of the siren track, after the rack, and use the mono switch. Toggle it while the beat is playing. In mono, the siren should still be clearly audible. The vibe should shrink, because the sides collapse. That's normal, but it should not vanish. If it vanishes, your sides chain is carrying the identity and your MID chain is too thin or too quiet. Bring sides down, or add a touch more presence in MID, maybe slightly less aggressive high pass, or a little more saturator drive. Also, a quick gain staging note, because this matters more than beginners expect. Inside the rack, aim for the MID chain peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. Sides should peak lower than MID. If echo and reverb are being hit too hot, you'll get fizzy tails and unstable stereo. Then, once the rack is behaving, use the track fader to place the siren in the mix. If you want an extra visual check, add spectrum after the rack and keep an eye out for two danger signs. 1. A big hole when you sum to mono, meaning the sides are doing too much. 2. Too much sustained energy around 250 to 600 Hz, which is that classic foggy mud zone. If that area is building up, raise your high pass on the sides chain or darken the reverb a bit more. Next, let's make this playable with macros, because nobody wants to automate 12 parameters every time. Click map on the Audino effect rack. Map sides utility width to macro 1 and name it whiten. Map the sides reverb dry slash wet to macro 2 and name it smoke. Map echo or delay feedback on the sides chain to macro 3 and name it dub throw. Map saturator drive on the MID chain to macro 4 and name it bite. And optionally map the MID EQ8 high pass frequency to macro 5 and call it thin or thick. Now, very important coach note, macro ranges are more important than macro mapping. After you map, edit each macro mapping range so the knob stays musical. For example, widen could be limited to something like 120 to 200%. Smoke could be 0 to 25%. Dub throw may be 10 to 55%. Bite could be at a smaller range, like 2 to 6 dB, so you don't accidentally shred your ears. Now we arrange it like jungle. Dub sirens are punctuation, not a constant lead. The power is in contrast. Try the 16-bar idea. Bars 1 through 8. Just drums and bass, no siren. On the last beat of bar 8, hit a short siren call. Keep it mostly MID so it's readable and doesn't wash the drop. Bars 9 to 12, bring in a quieter siren, wider and smokier, tucked behind the break. This is where you gently open widen and raise smoke a bit. Then bar 16, do a bigger hit and automate dub throw up for a one-shot echo that spills into the transition. And here's the discipline part. Automate that feedback back down before the next drop lands. Runaway feedback is fun, but it will absolutely wreck the impact if you don't pull it back. Even better, think in terms of density. When the drums are busy, like during fills, pull the sides down and maybe narrow them a bit. When the breakdown is sparse, open the sides and let the smoke bloom. Wider when fewer elements, narrower when the break is doing the most. One more arrangement trick that feels very authentic. Put the siren behind the drop, not on it. Let it lead into the impact. Then for the first two bars of the drop, reduce sides heavily or even mute it so the break and bass feel clean and aggressive. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual beginner traps. Mistake 1. Too much width on the whole signal. If the core tone is wide, it can phase out in mono. That's why we did the MID chain mono. Mistake 2. Reverb with too much low end. Warehouse vibe doesn't mean low mid soup. High pass the reverb input, keep it dark, and keep it under control. Mistake 3. Delay feedback runaway. Automate it down. Always. Mistake 4. Siren fighting the snare or vocals. If your snare body is around 180 to 220 Hz and the crack is around 2 to 5k, carve tiny notches in the siren, usually in the sides chain, so it sits behind the drums. Mistake 5. Using the siren constantly. Overuse kills impact. Jungle is tension and release. Now a couple of optional upgrades if you want it darker and heavier. You can add subtle movement without whitening the core. Put auto pan on the sides chain, amount 10 to 25%, rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, phase at 180 degrees. That makes the haze drift while the MID stays planted. You can also do a rhythmic duct reverb vibe without sidechain. Put a gate after the reverb on the sides chain. Short release, like 80 to 180 milliseconds, and set the threshold so the tail steps back between hits. This keeps it punchy under busy brakes. And if you want the siren to talk, add auto filter before delay on the MID chain. Set it to bandpass, frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5K, moderate resonance, and map the frequency to a macro called mouth. Automate mouth slowly on a long note and suddenly it's got that focal sound system character. Now let's do a quick mini exercise so you actually lock it in. Your goal is a 16-bar section with two siren personalities, one impact siren and one ghost siren. Duplicate your siren clip so you have two versions. The impact one is louder, shorter, less reverb. The ghost one is quieter, wider, smokier. For impact, set widen around 120 to 150, smoke around 10 to 15%. Dub throw low. Place it on the last beat of bar 8. For ghost, set widen around 180 to 200. Smoke around 20 to 30%. Dub throw medium. Place it quietly behind the break around bars 10 to 12. Then do the mono test again. In mono, the impact should stay present. The ghost will mostly disappear, and that's fine, because it's an ambience layer. What you don't want is the whole siren identity disappearing. When you're done, export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and on your phone speaker. Phone speaker is a brutal mono-ish reality check. If it works there, it'll work in a club.